Representative Troy Nels, El Paso County, helping resettle illegal aliens across U.S. who are not eligible for asylum. By John Binder on February 8, 2023. Representative Troy Nels, RTX, says El Paso County, Texas. Officials are helping resettle thousands of illegal aliens across the United States who do not have eligible claims for asylum. During a House Homeland Security Committee hearing last week, Nels detailed how El Paso County officials are using their recently created Migrant Support Services Center to resettle illegal aliens with no eligible claims for asylum in American communities across all 50 states. El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego, D., said that since October 2022, the Migrant Center has helped resettle nearly 27,000 border crossers in the U.S. interior. Samaniego suggested that El Paso's Migrant Center could be a model for President Joe Biden to routinely bus and fly border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border claiming credible fear have only a 14% chance of securing asylum, Nels noted. Meanwhile, 86% are denied asylum. Nels testified. So 14% of 26,829 is 3,756. Congratulations, El Paso County's center has assisted over 23,000 illegals that have been scattered throughout the country. Coming into Houston, buses every day, scattered throughout the entire country. And 23,000 of those, 26,829 border crossers, will never be able to have a legitimate asylum claim because only 14% of them do. That puts the American people at risk and it puts the American people last. Emphasis added. Likewise, few border crossers are securing asylum through Biden's fast-track program. Data published in December 2022 found that just 7% of border crossers have secured asylum. El Paso County's operation is just one part of Biden's expansive catch-and-release network, which now includes a parole pipeline that is allowing tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to enter American communities without having first secured asylum. Months ago, the Heritage Foundation's oversight project revealed that a multitude of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, working with the Biden administration are sending tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to all 50 states. The latest estimates show that the Biden administration has directly released nearly 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities since Biden took office in February 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.